Here we go, on this side of the tape. Is it working? It looks like the needle's jumping, so it must be working. Good. Glad to see it. So the Usain guy is new, and Major Atkins is leaving. He's only got a week or so to go. So he doesn't really care what happens. I mean, you know, he's interested, but, you know, he's not going to get really involved in anything that's going on. And Captain Sheriff is busy trying to keep everything together because he's the only one that's really doing anything down there now. And the new UCA guy is there. He doesn't know what's going on, so he's turning to me all the time. You know, well, I need a truck. I need this. I need, well, you know, I fix him up with what he needs. And when the time comes to put the touch on that guy, I'm going to hit him up for some stuff. I just killed a cockroach. He'll go into nervous conniptions in a second there. He's fell off the wall and he'll jump around a while, kicking and finally flip over on his back and die. The bugs are bad, yes. This cockroach is 3 inches long. The Montyards had a neat trick the other day out there. Yesterday, while we're waiting for the trucks to come back, you know, I just sit out there and wait with them. They get one of these big June bugs. This must have been almost 1.5 inches, 2 inches long. And bright blue and yellow, and really something with green on him, you know, on the bottom side of him. And they cut off the bottom part of his left, of one of his rear legs, and stick a piece of bamboo up inside his leg, see? And they tie a little loop on the end of the other piece, on the other end of the bamboo, stick a stick through it, and of course the June bug will try and fly away. And it goes in a circle, and just like a little pinwheel going around and around and around and around. He'll just keep going until he finally, you know, poops out and dies, I guess. That's really something. Never seen anything like that before. And, you know, they do that to amuse the little kids. So we've got two villages built. One is still expanding. And three building right now. It is really going to town, shall we say. I don't think I have any pictures of the other villages. I better get some pictures. I bought some cheap film my last trip to Detroit, 80 cents a roll. And I was going to take a lot of pictures, you know, and I never got around to them. I've got two here now. Now, one day we had a Montyard party. I told you about that when the cabinet minister level man came out from Saigon. And I took a whole bunch of pictures real fast. I had my tape recorder going at the same time, so I got a half hour tape and 20 slides. This one where they stabbed the water buffalo, and he's lying there in the ground with the blood coming out of him. It's not very messy. That was a mosquito I just killed. Yay. One less mosquito to worry about. I'm sitting here in my slacks and white shirt. Got a sneeze there, excuse me. Drinking a Ballantine beer. Yuck. Shouldn't have bought it. It's bad beer. Oh. It's a warm night. It's been raining slightly. We're getting just the edge of the Pleiku. It's raining like crazy up in Pleiku, where I ordered me 1,000 fish today. And they should be ready. No, he's Captain Gray. His captain's going to call me Saturday and tell me if he can get them or not. Yeah. I'm going to sit down on that phone this morning. In about 40 minutes, I had done an awful lot of business. It's interesting. So, I'm going up to Longsong tomorrow. Take a box of medical supplies up. Mainly because there's nothing else to do really back here right now. We can't get the cement pipe. Finish the well. So Lieutenant Lee has to drive the colonel around as he's coming back here to look the area over. He's only been here, I think, 2 days since he's been in command of the brigade, and the brigade, you know, is all up in English anyway, or Bronson English. So I figured I'd take the medical supplies up there, and I had called Al. I said I'd be coming over to see him. One of the fellows was in civil affairs school with us, was in the 41st Civil Affairs Company, died of some wounds that he received a couple months ago. Found him in a Carlstrom. Pretty nice kid. Got Lyndon, one of the fellas shot his hand off, his left hand off with a 45 caliber pistol. And, of course, Al shot himself in the leg and fell down and tore the ligaments in his arm. He's okay now. And Carlstrom was walking along someplace and got hit with an ambush. His left leg, and I guess he died from the wounds. Infection or something, I don't know the details. And then there's me. Nothing's happened to me yet. I ain't been shot at yet. Goody, goody, goody. I like that. So I'm happy, healthy, and well. I couldn't get up this morning, but I guess that's normal. Why? Alarm went off, and I turned it off, and Lieutenant Lee came by 7:45 and said, hey, it's 7:45, you know. I finally dragged myself out about 10 days. Oh, it was bad. I was pooped. I haven't been eating a whole awful lot lately. I come in late and there's not much food left. And I don't particularly like to get up to breakfast to walk all the way over there for a couple of scrambled eggs and some greasy bacon. But I usually do get lunch, which is a big meal. I take it you erased an old tape by making this one, which is good. Glad to see you're doing that. I think it's ridiculous to save them. So, I guess that's about it. I mean, you're just interested to know that I'm alive and well, and I am. It's been interesting. I mean, I was kind of worried there when the Jeep was gone, but you know, when the Jeep's gone, it's gone. You don't need to jump up and down, scream and shout. It's gone, so. Too bad. We got it back now. And then today was a bunch of phone calls. We're trying to figure out what the difference between a... We got a whole bunch of medical... Army medical kits, you know. And they're different. They're not called exactly what you think they should be called, of course. So we were checking out what's what. And then I found out that some of the things we have are short, some items. So I told the kid to make a list of all the things that he was short. And then we'd put them back in the kits and seal the kits. And then we'd have... since we don't use them anyway, they'd be okay. Be complete 100% kits. So that was part of the getting the medical supplies today. We have an MP that works for us now. He can have any job he wants in the division because he's the star witness in a court-martial that the division is pressing against some people that did something wrong. So the general said, look, kid, you can have anything you want. He said, I want to work in civil affairs. So he's with us now. And he likes it, and he's a real good kid to work with. He's a PFC from Eugene, Oregon, and he really likes to get out there and he likes, you know, he comes up with ideas and gets on the telephone, and it's a lot of fun. It's good to work with people like that. See you later.